Senti, keep the rhythm going, then you can able to, you'll see how you can easily, your posture becomes easy. So that's the advice I always give people, you know, don't do too slow because your body never gets warm up. So it's important, the rhythm is just like chanting. You gotta keep up the rhythm.
Thank you.
Yeah. Any other questions? Come on, there should be some.
I have a question. I'm very new to this yoga world. I'm practicing asana since only a year, a little bit more than a year. I've read a lot since I was very young, and this Sanskrit is really hard to learn. Also, I don't understand how to do it. How to learn it? What's your advice?
I just call it, you got to hear the sound.
Yeah.
And you try to repeat it.
I can't remember.
The best thing.
You don't have this in yoga. He's 70, 80 years.
Yeah.
Look at him.
But he has done it his whole life, and I'm just you.
The Sanskrit learning is you hear first. Whatever you hear, you write it in your own language, you see? That's how you learn it.
Yeah, I started to learn the Devanagari script things, and of course I remember some, but it's, also for me it's very hard to hear some...
You know, European language is all based on Sanskrit, actually. There are a lot of Sanskrits in German, in Hungarian, and Austrian, and all these languages, there is the Sanskrit is hiding inside of it. So that's how it came
Sorry,
in.
Sorry, I haven't understood. What was your last sentence?
Sanskrit is hidden in the European
language. Hidden in the
European
languages, yeah. It's, so that's why it's called, it's every language, you see, there is a Sanskrit there, you see. So,
so don't worry.
Yeah.
You have it already.
I just want to know it.
Yeah, right. But you're saying it, but you don't know. You're saying it in Sanskrit.
Also, no special advice for me.
Yes, to hear it, what he said, to hear it and to write it down. This is when I met Manju first, it's now 20 years ago, we met first.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When we had learned all the chants, and we didn't get papers. We didn't have papers to read. So we had to hear him and to write it down, what we hear. This is how we learned the chanting.
Yes,
no, remember? Yeah. And then we recorded it and we heard it again and again. I think it took 5 years or so before we got the paper where it was written down. And I said, this is how we write it. Yeah, so this is how the tradition is.
So that's how we learn. When we went to the university in India to learn Sanskrit, they don't give you any book. They wanted to remember. Hear, remember. So that will increase us. You never get Alzheimer or anything, you see. So you got to keep the brain moving. So then you hear it. And the next day they would say, okay, let me hear the chanting we taught you yesterday. Then you have to say the whole prayer. Then they give you another one, you know. So you got to practice it. So your brain will be always sharp, you don't forget it. If you don't use the brain, the cells will die because it's not stimulation. Brain needs the stimulation, you see. Now we got the computer and everything, you know, we don't use our brain, we just hit the button. There it is, the answer. So we have to seek the answer, not find the answer. See, that's what it is.
Yes, I have also a question connected to this rhythm topic, because for me it feels, in theory, I think all agree that we are counting 5 breaths, in spite of the finishing sequence, but then in the practice...
You understand, he doesn't understand you somehow.
So
you don't understand him, huh?
So he can tell you in German, I can understand.
No, keep going, I will tell you.
Yeah, that we all agree that we're counting 5 breaths in every asana, but feel that some people are faster than others, and this is a huge range. I want to know if he observed this in the same way and what you would recommend for us.
So he said what he experienced is that there's a big difference because we stay five breaths, and for some people five breaths are fast over and other people take much more time for five breaths. This is why the length of the practice has a big range, yeah? Is what he said. And he wants your experience with it, and what is your advice, how, in which speed to practice, yeah?
Yes, but if he likes this plurality, or
so
you want to have it more unique or something?
If you like this big range,
right.
Some are super slow, some are super fast, or what is your recommendation on this?
Just go with the inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. Then you fly away.
I think it's you don't slow down your breath.
Don't slow down.
You don't slow down the breath. You don't make it extra slow, no?
Yes. That's why we have the vinyasas. Jump back, jump through, jump back, jump through.
Yes.
So the vinyasas, what it does, it keeps the rhythm going. See, that's what you have to do. Mm-hmm. But you don't stay in chatwari, it's just one breath, inhale and jump back. Mm-hmm. So the body has to be moving. Then you will start sweating. Because sweating, when your body starts sweating, it brings out all the impurity out of your system through the pores. So then you become lighter and lighter, you see?
Younger and younger.
So if my breath is very long, really long, so it's better to speed up.
Yes.
Yeah, just.
Natural, this is what he said, natural breath. You don't natural. Slow the breath down,
natural.
You don't make it extra slow in the breath.
My
you know?
Natural breath is really long.
No.
Some people do your salutation, they take forever to reach.
More or less.
So they never get warm up the body, you see, because they slow down. So that's why we got the, just like the chanting we do. So you got to go. Namah Suryaya, Chandraya, Mangalaya, Badaya, Chandraya, Krishanibhya, Chav, Rahuve, Ketave, Namah, so this is like a chanting for the salutation for the old planets, you see. So that's why you got to keep going the rhythm. Then you will really feel it.
And can I add something? Because it's also, you're all used, the most of us teachers, they also in the sun meditations, we correct or we adjust. Yeah, all the Choice family never is doing this. They never adjust on the sun meditation, that's why also we stayed out, no?
Well, yeah,
because
yeah.
It's like a prayer, you say, no?
Sun salutation, it's a prayer. Salute to this earth. And then some of them will come and pull your hand, pull this. No. For Pete's sake, let them pray. Then you punish them later.
I have a question.
The question.
Yes.
So, not a technical question, but I was wondering what your life was like when you were young. And
horrible.
Regarding the yoga, how like you experience it throughout your life, like what it means yoga for you, and
it does not
question.
Mean anything to me. Just it just
happened to
my father. Practicing yoga, and I used to watch him when I was a little kid. So then. I was wondering what's he doing. You know, he was doing putting the leg over here. Actually, it's sort of scary for me to watch that. Then slowly I start imitating. He never forced me to do anything. See, I picked it up and I liked it, and I start practicing every day. That's how it started. Yeah. Once you start forcing somebody to do, they don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a child, they will say, oh yeah, you must practice. And then child don't want to do it. You tell them, don't practice it. And then they want to do it.
what's your vision for the future? Because it changed a lot, I think, everything. The approach, there's not only your father who is teaching, but a lot of different persons, and I feel there is a competition, or I don't know,
confusion. Let's call it confusion.
Different approaches, and everybody thinks he has the right knowledge. And so, what do you think the future development is like, and what do you wish, and what do you fear?
Scary.
Yeah, of course, it's scary.
Everybody's changing things. See, yoga is not supposed to be changed. You have to practice the way it is to get the benefit from it. And,
but the origin is hard to find.
In the West, what happened is like they consider yoga as an exercise. It is not an exercise. It is a discipline. Mm-hmm. You see, discipline your body to do yoga. That's why we see, when we say vayu means the air. That's the one, inhale and exhale, you keep the rhythm in the body. And then in the yoga, you have to pay more attention to the breathing, not the postures, you see. Starting the posture, pulling down. When we touch you in the back when you're practicing yoga, that means you're sending the energy to you. See, these are all a part of the yoga system. In the West, it's all misunderstood. They consider yoga as an exercise. It is not an exercise, it is a discipline. Mm-hmm. So that's why you have to coordinate with your breathing and the body movement, just like a dance. Mm-hmm. Yes?
Yeah, but the dance can be in this way or in another way. And what do you think? What is the best way to... everybody wants to be enlightened, of course.
Yes.
So,
of course.
Nice,
I don't know about this.
But what can we do, everybody?
Well, everybody is enlightened, but they don't know it.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. That's the problem.
Yes, sure, please.
Yes, I wanted to ask you, what is like the most important lesson you got from your father about yoga? Is there anything? Yeah, but sometimes, like,
yes.
Your parents give you an advice that stick to you, like, for your...
He never used to give me any advice. He just liked to watch. Mm-hmm. He watched and worked. And so, then when we were learning chanting, I asked him, what is the meaning of? He said, keep doing it, you will find out. You see, so I said, okay, that's the advice.
Mm-hmm.
I keep doing it, then I find out. Yeah, okay. I'm praying for the earth, praying for the water, you know, all these things. So, when we go deeper and deeper into ourselves, we have the answer for all the questions we have, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is we're not really going to it. We ask somebody else the answer. Okay, tell me what it is. No, you have to work on it yourselves so you'll find out.
I think that's the biggest problem of the Western culture.
Mm-hmm.
We ask too many questions. Why? Show me how. Tell me why.
You know, I think this is also related to this question. They start the yoga, but they don't take the time to experience it for a few years.
Right,
and they want to know before what's happening, what's the right, you know, so it's just practice.
But with me it was the same. When I started a year ago, I just had questions.
And now
how
you
to breathe,
no, but
like the right way, or I was like looking around and hearing that people breathe very differently than I did. And I was like, oh my God, how do they do this and stuff? And I just saw that somehow it comes and you just have to... Do your thing.
Yeah, you gotta practice, yes. We all have questions, I don't have answers, see? So I gotta dig myself into it, and then you'll find out what it is.
But you mentioned the benefit of yoga. What would you say, what are the benefits of
benefits? Healthy, very healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And then your memory gets really good, so you don't forget things. He said that's the biggest problem in the West now, Alzheimer's,
yeah.
You know, mostly, because they're not using their brain. So yoga will help to keep alert, circulation, and then your immune system gets really strong, so you don't get diseases. It's a healthy life you will have, you know, not to worry about anything. Because you see, sitting like that is very important. Because you see, knees getting exercise, hip getting exercise, so there will be no hip replacement, a lot of hip replacement in the West, because they're not using all the way. You see, everything stops here. Toilet, right. Table eating, right there. It never goes like this, so they never get exercise. When they start aging, they will start getting the problems. So when you're practicing yoga, that's for hips and knees and everything. All the standing postures you do, they're called geometry. So geometry is start with the Padmasana, Padmahastasana, standing posture. Start parallel, then you go to the triangle, then you go to the twisted triangle, then the round, from this lower back, and you do the Prasarita Padottanasana. So, for example, if you do not have a lot of time to practice yoga, you just do salutation in all the standing postures, and that's good for you. You know, it keeps your body moving around.
Okay, but I started to do yoga 1 year ago, more or less, and I love it. And I can't sit like you, and I'm 50, so I should push myself to put this leg here or leave it?
You gotta play with it. You see, you gotta play.
No, it's
then you go like this.
No, because yes. I should or
yet,
no? Pushing.
No pushing, no pushes are too much. You gotta train it, that's all it's good.
So I should wait.
Yeah, there you go.
patience.
Okay.
Christina had a question. No,
I was also wondering, because people sometimes start in their 30s or 40s or 50s and they already are a bit stiff, and how, how do you... do you think that it's still good to do the yoga because...
We certainly know.
There are already maybe the problems there, you know, the hips and some operations.
You can start any time you want, no problem.
Yeah.
No, and the benefit in every age. It can get better.
Yeah, of course.
It can get better.
Yeah.
That's...
Yeah, I remember you were saying the first series is like more as therapy for the body. So what was it, would be the headline for the second series?
No, first, second and third series, they're all part of the therapy,
mm-hmm.
therapeutic posture. So when we do the yoga therapy, so for the different problems, we apply different postures. So that's how it is tailored.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the second series doesn't have.
It's called as the nadi shodhana, you know, that's the cleansing your nervous system.
The clap. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is
nadis. Yeah. I should. I know. Just a reminder.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, in the olden times, they did not have medication for a lot of problems. Then they had to apply the yoga postures for that. They go to the doctor and say, okay, I do not have any medication for this problem, you should try yoga. You know, they will send me yoga. Then we have different postures for them, like they did not have insulin in a long, long time ago for the diabetic people, asthma people, they did not have it. So then they apply the yoga postures, the breathing exercises. That's what is called pranayama. And when we do the pranayama, it is for that thing, make the lungs work good. And then the jhana siddhasana, this one is to do it. That is for the diabetic people. So everywhere you sit, the posture like this, then it compresses it, then it will start, activates the nerve system in the body, which produces insulin in your own self. So this is all day in the yoga.
I would like to hear your opinion or experience on which time of the day it's the best for doing yoga, and pros and cons between doing in the morning or in the evening.
Anytime you feel like doing it, just go for it. Yeah. Just.
Just do it, no?
Yeah. It does not have to be like the morning, though. It does not have to be at the evening, you know. Now I feel like practicing yoga, just go for it. Because your body is ready for that. Mm-hmm. Forcing yourself is not good to do anything, you know. So.
But keeping the discipline?
The discipline is a little...
It's in between, I think,
yeah.
No?
Yeah.
You keep the discipline, but you don't force yourself.
That's right.
You're enlightened, but we have to practice.
Well, if you miss one day yoga, I don't have to feel guilty about it. In India, we don't have guilt. You say, oh, forget to do yoga today. Yeah, I'll do it tomorrow. So, oh my God, I forgot. We don't do that. The guilt feeling is the worst one. Feeling guilty is the dangerous, so don't feel guilty.
Do you practice every day?
Well, when I feel like it. I don't force myself, and sometimes I feel like sleeping. Just go to sleep. That's, I play around a lot. Sometimes I don't feel like doing it, don't do it. Next day I want to do it. One day I miss, next day I want to do it. That's the way it should be.
And you started 70 years ago,
yeah.
No?
Mm-hmm.
You started the yoga 70 years ago, no?
Yeah.
But how old are you?
Under
20?
28.
I'll be 78 pretty soon in November.
How much do you still practice yourself? Do you still follow any of the series, or do you, or have you modified your practice?
I picked few from the first and second and the third to get the whole thing. So it will be like maybe 45 minutes of practice every day. That's good, yeah.
And you just pick the poses that you feel like they fit you? Or...
I do all the salutations, and the standing postures important. Then I'll take like a Paschimottanasana, Purvottanasana, and then this posture, you see it already cracked. Then I do some touches, handstand, and backbends. So the day I cannot do handstand, I quit teaching yoga.
Oh, really?
Yes. No, I need to say it's like a...
But it won't happen.
No.
You are the person that has been practicing for the longer time in the world, I would say, nowadays.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to say that you're old. But
So you got to listen to your body, that's important. You don't push yourself too much. That's how people get hurt. Right?
But if someone get hurt, what would you recommend?
Somebody
for instance, my knee.
Yeah, sciatic pain. What about the pain? How to deal with pain?
And they have knee pains
or
nerve pain or something.
What would you advise those people?
Here's a nice pillow.
Yeah, it's the question, I think, about in nowadays you don't call it modifications, but you call it options. Of course...
You can make it.
Before I started yoga, I had a really bad accident. My knees were destroyed, and my ankle and my hip and my shoulder is destroyed. My right side is not working like it should. So I think even if I'm very patient and I'm living a very long life, I wouldn't be able to do every asana in the traditional form. So,
no, you're not forced to do that.
Yeah.
You do only your body accepts it, you see?
Yeah, I accept
it,
but not every teacher accepts it. Not everybody.
But a good teacher has to accept your limits.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But not,
I mean, otherwise.
There are also for example, I think it's in the Yoga Sutras there are some requirements. For example, you should be able, or it's written, I don't know the Sanskrit, but if you aren't able to do Padmasana, you aren't able to be enlightened. So, have I just accepted this?
Next lifetime.
Yes.
Well, Yoga Sutra is written by an Indian. He's not a Westerner, so he don't know. So don't believe everything you read in the book.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
Also, you think it's. Also, I think it's not.
Enlightenment is not.
I don't think it's like this, but what's your
understand enlightenment? That's the question.
Enlightenment is not physical.
Yeah.
What's that?
Her question is, if you, I don't know, you have a hip problem, you cannot sit full Padmasana,
right.
If you still can get enlightened.
Yeah, no problem. I told you, you're already enlightened.
Yes, you are already enlightened.
Yes, of course I know now.
No problem.
Yeah, but I think it's... the philosophical question is not everybody is. Also, I think I'm really lucky, like everybody here. I'm able to do my practice more or less, and perhaps I will develop a little bit in the future. But not everybody is able to do even what I do. So.
Just can I say something?
Yeah.
You understand?
That's
no. He doesn't really understand you. I just want to say that about your father.
Right.
I know that his father was treating people they carried into the yoga room.
Yeah.
They couldn't walk.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were paralyzed.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
want to? You want? So there is yoga therapy.
Yeah.
Perhaps not everybody can jump around. I mean. My perspective is, I think this is what's happening too much in the Ashtanga world. It gets too rigid.
Mm-hmm.
This is what happened. But yoga is not this.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yoga has to be individualized, and we have to see what someone can do and what is the right amount for a person who comes with what they bring.
Right.
And even you can work with, you can do yoga with someone who cannot even walk or has a disease or so. The practice will look different, but they can practice. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah, if the your yoga teacher goes, you should not practice with them. Because they're already trying to power you into it. You see, you don't want to give your power to them. You see, you keep your power to you. And then they always try to adjust to, that makes you feel like, you're not doing anything right.
Mm-hmm.
You see, too much adjustment is not good because people cannot relax into the postures.
Mm-hmm.
You see. So that's why we have to do, we observe them, you know. So in yoga, we just put your hand back. So here's the Muladhara Chakra, the base here, and the here between the, what do you call this one here?
Shoulder blades?
Yeah. So that's why you put your hand on their back, slowly it relaxes them. There is no pushing or something like that. So that is not suggested in yoga. So that's called as you move the energy to them. So that's what you should do. In that way, you don't hurt them. Some people are really tough, you know, oh yeah, but you can do it. They will hurt you, so you have to be careful. Yoga is a healer, not a killer.
Oh, yeah. I have a question. So I feel that while we were practicing, you were, as you said, you were looking at us a lot.
Right.
And what this brings to us, I mean, of course, the energy and I was thinking, what you are thinking or what you are looking.
Me thinking, just looking. I like to look at the postures, your balance. That's all I like to see. So it has everything has to be centered when you do it. Not here, not here, here. So that's what I like to observe. Center of gravity. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's one more?
Okay. Yeah. So I've got a feeling that there's a really small line between pushing yourself more to get better or to trying to develop and just let go and be patient. So what's the, or where is the limit supposed to be? So I feel like, oh, I don't feel today like doing anything, but then the next day I feel, oh, I should have practiced, then I would be better now, or then I would already know another posture. So how do I push myself, but also let go? So what's your limit, or what's the line I should follow?
Just be patient, that's all it takes. You gotta be patient, don't push yourself too much. So to practice yoga, it starts with the laziness. First of all, you got to put the mat, oh God, I got to go to yoga, take the mat, you know, it's like your mind. But once you put the mat, you got on it, then slowly your body will take over, you know. So everything is patience, you don't push yourself. And that's how people get hurt themselves. And no competition in yoga, you don't have to compete all the time with other people. She can do it, I want to do it. No, don't do it. Because your body is not accepting that. So you got to listen to it.
So we understand between the lines, the goal is not to get better or do the serious, I don't know how many they are, three, let's say, but just to do the practice until the place where you can, let's say, go so far.
Exactly.
Right. Enlightened.
Thank you so much, Manju.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. So much.
Thank you.